So, here's the situation I find myself in. I've been on holiday for a couple of weeks now, and I hadn't heard back from the course that I applied to earlier in the year. Now, the interview went really well, and I got in touch with them before I went on holiday and asked, "So, what's going on? What's happening? Have you got a place for me? Am I invited to come to London this year and study?" And they said, "Actually, we'd mentioned at the beginning of your interview that it's been oversubscribed this year, and literally everyone has taken the places already. But what we can do is offer you a place next year because we would like to have you," which I'm very grateful for. And then they said, "But," I replied to them saying, "That's probably not an option because my wife is." She's an actor and she's got a job here and she's currently on maternity leave. So if we do it this year, she doesn't have to sort of leave that job because it might prove difficult in getting back. It can be tough to do that. So rather than taking time off again, she could just extend her maternity leave. So that was an option. And then they said, "Okay, we'll put you on the waiting list." And then I got an official message just days before my holiday saying that, "Yeah, you're on the waiting list, but that could go right up to the 1st of October, or the day before the course starts." And of course, there's four of us. I've got me, my wife, and two children, and it means moving to London, and it means organising my moving my business, taxes from country to country, all my address things, all my bank stuff, as well as coming up with the money for the course because I already have a master's degree. Having a second master's degree costs twice as much. So I was a little reluctant, but it's the course, it's the one course that I wanted to do of anything in the world. So 2 days ago, I get an email saying, I'm still on holiday, but the email says that a place has become available and they'd like to offer it to me. So now, the last 2 days, me and my wife have been banging our heads against a wall, not knowing what to do, not knowing what decision to make, because I'd said to them, like, we really want to come, but the corona situation in London is looking pretty bad. They've lifted the restrictions, and now the kind of everything's gone up, everyone's getting ill again, and this is the summer. So if it's like this now in the summer, it's going to get even worse in the winter. And if I'm going there in the autumn, I don't want to move to London with my family to study on a very expensive course, only to be told I've got to stay indoors and I can't go to study. And that's my biggest fear. As far as money's concerned, I've been saving for it, so that's not the problem. But it is still tight because it's still quite expensive to move four people over and rent in the centre of London. And feed a family as well as studying at the same time, because I'd have less time to run this channel and make courses, which is, my livelihood. And so, oh, I just don't know what to do. Funny thing is, though, once we realise this situation might be a lot more difficult than we anticipated, my wife actually said, "Well, maybe I would step down next year and go with you if that's the case." So now that's become an option, whereas it wasn't before. So, like, I mean, I'm turmoil because the course starts in October. We'll have to move mid-September, which is in approximately 7 weeks or something, which is very close considering all we have to get it together to go. And I just don't know whether we should go or not. I don't know whether it's the right choice. We should wait a year and go again next year. Perhaps I can pick up a lot of the skills that I would get on the course. Individually, for example, my phonetics examination, I already know my phonetics pretty well and I work with people using them, but that is part of the course. Also, I could do a kinesiology course to cover my anatomy and physiology needs. Also, give me a new skill which I'd be very useful for working with people. And then the other thing would be teaching, the actual pedagogy itself and how to know how to teach different people different ways and, creating lesson plans and such. But is that something I can learn outside? Is that something I can learn from other people too? I'm stuck. Please help me. What do you think? Should I go? Should I stay or should I go? Things are good in Finland, and actually, there's so few people and more space to breathe that actually thought of going back to London right now at this time is scaring me, and I just don't know what to do. I do know that I'm going to be bringing more content to the channel again soon in the next couple of weeks, because not next week, because I'm filming on a TV series, playing a pretty cool role, I have to say. But yeah, after that, I've got some big plans for making some decent videos, and whether I go to London or whether I stay, either way, I'm going to be kind of going into more detail and bringing, just upping the quality of the videos and the storytelling aspects, and making it a bit more entertaining too, hopefully. And that's my plan. But if anyone's got any thoughts or suggestions about, you know, I'd love to hear it, because I'm a little bit stuck and I don't know what the right thing to do is. This course would validate everything I do. It also point me in the right direction and give me people. I'd be made accountable for everything I do, and be question everything I do, and deepen my research and my knowledge and my academic level of understanding the voice and pedagogy. Or I could wait till next year when things might be in a better situation. But then again, they might not. What do I do? What do I do? Help. Thanks for watching. I know this is not educational. It's more like a vlog, really, isn't it? There might be some more of these coming up. Yeah, I'm going to get back and finish the last couple of days of my holiday. I've got my anniversary coming up on Friday, so I'm going to enjoy that. So I'll speak soon. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, which is in a couple of weeks, look after your voice.